Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The blessed perspiration, the blessed seal of Nabi of prophethood. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw the seal of prophethood which was situated between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. It resembled the pommel, that is the upper extremity of a wooden pole, of a bride's curtain, alcove or a canopy. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he saw the seal of prophethood situated between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. It was like a slightly reddish protruding knob in the flesh, and it was approximately the size of a dove's egg. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that the seal of prophethood was situated between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. Thus, he was the seal of all prophets. A note, the seal of prophethood resembled a tumor and was situated between Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's shoulder blades. It was an identifying symbol proving that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was indeed the final prophet. No other Nabi was blessed with this phenomenon. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born with this extraordinary tumor. Other narrations report that it appeared after one of the incidents of Shaqq al-Sadr, that means the cutting open of the chest. In this hadith, the words mentioned to describe the seal of prophethood is Zir al-Hajala. Some commentators of Sahih Bukhari have said that the Arabic word hajala actually refers to a certain bird, whilst the word zir means egg. Thus, it resembled the egg of a certain bird in size. Other narrations explicitly mention that it resembled a dove's egg. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu have described it in various ways, but there is no contradiction as each person's method of description is unique. Nevertheless, the fact that the seal of the prophethood existed and it was situated between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulder blades is supported by many authentic narrations. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah has reported on the authority of Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah that a beautiful musk fragrance emitted from it as well. Note, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire body emitted a beautiful fragrance. Hence, this is nothing peculiar about the seal of the prophethood. Ibn Hakim rahimahullah has reported a narration of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha stating that the seal of the prophethood vanished with the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, a renowned commentator of Sahih Bukhari, has rejected certain narrations that claim that the seal of the prophethood has something inscribed in it. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.